Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Islamic State kills another hostage. Jordan is vowing to avenge the death of a Jordanian pilot captured by Islamic State militants after a video surfaced online appearing to show him being burned alive. Jordan's King Abdullah also addressed the nation from Washington, where he cut short a visit to return to Amman, saying the killing of the pilot, Muat al-Kasisba, will make the nation more united. News agencies quoted security sources as saying Jordan plans to execute within hours the Iraqi woman whom Islamic State had demanded Jordan release. Sajida al-Rashawi already was on death row in Amman for her role in a suicide bombing back in 2005. Graphic images purporting to show the Jordanian pilot's murder were released Tuesday, but Jordanian state TV said he'd been dead since January 3rd. President Barack Obama says the video is just one more indication of the Islamic State's viciousness and barbarity.
I think we'll redouble the vigilance and determination on the part of a global coalition to make sure that they are degraded and ultimately defeated.
Kasisba had been working for the coalition when he was captured in December after his fighter jet crashed in an area of Syria controlled by the Islamic State. At least one person was killed and two others injured when a roadside bomb exploded in Egypt's second-largest city, Alexandria. The blast Tuesday occurred just hours after two explosive devices were discovered and defused at different terminals at Cairo's International Airport. Another blast went off in the center of the capital without casualties. There's been no claim of responsibility for any of the bombs. This is VOA News. Fighting between Ukraine's military and Russia-backed separatists killed at least eight civilians in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's military says five of its soldiers were killed and 27 wounded in the latest violence. Three soldiers were attacked Tuesday by a knife-wielding assailant outside a Jewish community center in the southern French city of Nice. Two of the servicemen were injured and treated at the scene. The attacker was arrested. President Francois Hollande condemned what he called a criminal act and promised the incident would be investigated. A United Nations investigation into alleged Israeli war crimes against the Palestinians is running into trouble. Robert Berger reports.
Israel has welcomed the resignation of William Shabbas, the head of a UN commission investigating whether Israel committed war crimes during the Gaza conflict last year. Shabbas is an outspoken critic of Israel and had previously offered consultancy services to the Palestinian Liberation Organization, or PLO. Israeli officials accused Shabbas of anti-Israel bias, and they refused to cooperate with the UN inquiry. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that in the wake of Shabbas's resignation, the UN commission should be scrapped. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Mary McGowan Davis, a member of the Independent Commission of Inquiry on Gaza, will replace Mr. Shabbas. The United States carried out a drone strike in Somalia against a senior leader from the militant group Al-Shabaab. Defense Department Rear Admiral John Kirby says the missile strike south of the capital Mogadishu last Saturday targeted Yusuf Deek, the group's chief of external operations and planning for intelligence and security. The results of the strike were not confirmed. The World Food Program is scaling up its humanitarian operations in Malawi to help the country cope with some of the worst flooding in years. Lisa Schlein has details.
Aid agencies have been trying to help the more than 600,000 people affected by the flooding since Malawi's president declared 15 of the country's 28 districts a disaster. WFP spokeswoman Elizabeth Beers tells VOA many people living in the worst flood-affected places and in remote areas are extremely difficult to reach.
Roads, bridges are damaged or washed away. Some flooded areas remain cut off from markets and food supplies.
The agency says it urgently needs $17.5 million for its expanded flood relief operation in Malawi. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The International Court of Justice ruled that neither Croatia nor Serbia committed genocide during the 1990s Balkan Wars when Croatia broke away from Yugoslavia. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.